Hi, my name is Mike Gergich.
How many people do you get to meet that have actually made history? In Napa Valley, Mike Gergich is that man, and we were honored to have this exclusive interview with him in June of this year. Mike came to Napa Valley from Croatia over 50 years ago, and in the process, he changed how people saw Napa wine. In 1976, the famous Tasting of Paris was taken by Chateau Montelena's Chardonnay, which was crafted by Mike. And this was one of many honors he's achieved for his wines. We're very grateful to Ken Morris at Gergich Hills Estate and Joel Coleman Nakai of the Napa Valley Vintners Association for scheduling this interview for Life Between the Vines. Mike, tell me what you're up to these days here at Gergich Hills.
Today I'm having a meeting with my daughter Violet, who has been working here for 20 years. To take my job if I ever retire. And so we daily communicate about business of a day and about our future, which is, in my opinion, very bright because we have achieved our dream here in Napa Valley. My dream, and at the same time, my daughter, my family, and my nephew, Ivo Ramos. We have 5 producing vineyards in Napa Valley all, and we have winery, and we make wine exclusively out of our own grapes, produced organically and biodynamically for health of us and our customers and for health and longevity of the vineyard. I have one vineyard that is over 100 years old because that was not used insecticide or pesticide. So we are going what people did before, staying away from the pesticides and all these chemicals which are damaging the wines themselves and the quality in us. You see, in Napa Valley, soil is excellent, but soil has a clay pan about 3 or 5 feet down below. And if you apply this pesticide, they come to that clay and then go there. They stay there. And root system comes there. And root system suck whatever is there. So that we are learning more about making this generation better and healthier. And so for next generation, that they know that we have done something for them, that to leave them a better future than we have.
The 100-year-old vineyard, where is that located?
In Calistoga. It would be interesting if we have a time to take picture of them, because some of them saw during growth modified their body and their trunk. Through them, somebody their window through, because grew around and all this changed, but vines have a will to live, and they change as time changes. If, for instance, some part of wine dies, then that grows around just to exist. Doesn't look so pretty, but you see the will to survive, will to succeed, will to produce good wine.
And what grapes are you growing at that vineyard?
It's Zinfandel. There is one section that is old and small section, about 3.5 acres. But we have 35 acres in that vineyard. And out of that, we have over 20 acres of the newly planted Zinfandel, where we used buds from the old vines. As you might know, that University of Davis has heated canes of Zinfandel to 140 degrees to kill the viruses and make a new clone that is virus free. But that clone has larger clusters, larger berries. And usual rule in the vineyard is smaller clusters, smaller berries, high quality. So we have used buds from this vine, though it is have viruses, but we compensate for that by organic and biodynamic, that our wines don't suffer because of viruses and can mature every year to the normal maturity. I think it's very important for the new generation to learn something from old generation. We usually tend in America to forget about past and looking mostly for the future. However, I came from an old country where there is a habit of the thinking that the history is teacher of our future. It teaches us how we can have a better future. And this vineyard definitely is teaching us that we can have a vineyard living over 100 years, and many of Napa Valley vineyards are pulled out 20 years, in 30 years, in 50 years, but rarely that they last as long as in old days, when people was, to call it very simple, very much in balance with Mother Nature.
It's nice to know that Gurgitch Hills has become biodynamic.
It is expensive, and you have to love it. You have to have the passion for it. Like my nephew, Ivo Aramas, he's possibly the most passionate part of our organization because he's in contact with Mother Nature and all these things and learn from Mother Nature. Though we try to make Mother Nature more harmonized, ecosystem that is in balance, yet we learn from Mother Nature.
You said that your daughter and nephew are a big part of the winery.
We started 20 years ago in this winery to prepare next generation if something happens to me. I wish I live up to 100, but people thought, you know, in 5 years maybe you might be gone. And I'm here 20 years still kicking.
So you've never retired?
I don't think so.
How many years have you been making wine?
If you take globally, I have been in touch with the wine for 83 years. I was 3 years old when I was stomping grapes because my family was harvest, everybody was working, and I was only 3 years old. But what to do? We didn't have nannies to take care of the kids. They put me in the big oval, wooden oval, from which I couldn't escape. They knew I was there. And then they'll dump from the top some grapes so that makes me busy. I can stomp the grapes. When I'm hungry, I can eat the grapes. When I'm thirsty, I have a grape juice. So I still remember how I was participating in the harvest when I was 3 years old. And from then on, I never missed the harvest. And I even tried to learn more than I could learn for my own father. So I went to University of Zagreb and studied enology and viticulture and came in Napa Valley, 58. And first evening, I tasted Napa Valley Zinfandel, 1954, and Cabernet Sauvignon 51 was marvelous wines. And I thought I never have such a good wines, and gave me hope I came to right place. And so last year we've been celebrating 50 years making wine in Napa Valley. And we can show something that we have done in these 50 years, that we have created from zero, five vineyards, 366 acres, and this winery and people, which are very important. We have people working here. Gail, over 29 years or 30 years.
Yeah. Yes, I heard with Mike.
Really?
And we have our, my assistant who graduated in Roger Davis. He came here from university and is still here and plan to retire in a few years. So we feel that policy which we established at the beginning, and that is to make exceptional wines, not make anything, just exceptional wines, and that those wines are consistent year after year, and that those wines are balanced, that nothing sticks out. No too much oak, no much acids, no too much tannin, no much alcohol, but they harmonize so that every element of the wine support another element, so that at the end, what comes out of wine is only the pleasure and longevity of the wines. People tested many occasions how long the wine do last, and our wine do last, and I believe because they are balanced. Like a family is happy and agrees one with another, they last a long time.
Do you see the growth in Napa Valley as a positive thing?
There is negative things and positive things. Negative things are what I was talking about, insecticide, pesticide, artificial fertilizer, instead of compost and polyculture, which we practice now, to preserve the vineyard without using insecticide and pesticide. That's positive. But I saw 30 years ago, chemicals coming in, all kinds of chemicals. Salesmen will be every day here selling this chemical, that chemicals. Now they even don't stop here. So because we protect our vineyards natural way, we have the bird houses or bird nest, and they eat insects. We have the trees, different trees, besides vines. We have olive trees, which cherry trees, we have apples. Because on every of these different trees, different bug thrive. But they live by eating another bug. So that by having this diversity of the, let's say, trees, it works in our favor, that we don't need to use chemicals.
So how do you feel about screw caps versus corks?
I think that each of these closures are fitting to some winery, some wine. We produce only exceptional wines and we use still corks. But we do select corks. We pay the highest price that is possible. And our corks are tested by the producer, they are tested by importer, they are tested by us here, and only corks which we approve, samples, they we buy from them and use. And so when wine like ours and like good ladies and good wines improve by maturing, but they will mature if they have cork, to have some breathing. If you put closure of the plastic or cup, metallic cup, they are there. They don't mature. They just stay on the same level. And that's good for cheap wines. If wine will be sold within a year or two, they don't intend to improve them. So we still use corks and believe that is the very important for wine.
Mike, anything else you'd like to add?
I'll say that I personally feel very happy that I have seen this transformation in Napa Valley from chemicals to the balance of nature and appreciation of the Mother Nature and learning about Mother Nature. We put solar system on our winery so that we use solar energy. We don't need to buy energy that's produced by burning coal and poisoning atmosphere. So that I think these new things makes me happy that next generation will benefit from this knowledge and apply it, and that will be happier generation than ours. Though I feel that I live it just in the right generation. This 50 years in Napa Valley is living 50 years in paradise, which my professor, when I was a student at the University of Zagreb, came from California. At those days, I was in Yugoslavia, communism, or news was always questionable. So we wanted to hear from him personally how California looks like. And he hesitated and hesitated, and he says, a paradise. I said, my goodness, why should I wait to die and go in paradise? Why should I walk into the paradise? So that I've been here, really, for me, is a paradise. When you see our winery, our vineyard, our people that work with us, I think that we have done positive effect on the Napa Valley and the vines, and that we have so opportunity to grow more and achieve more. And that's what I'm lucky I'm still alive, that I can participate, because all my life in Napa Valley was just moving from one success to another success. And I wish my new generation that will be even happier than I am, because when I came to this country, I didn't know English, and it was very questionable my future. But they are well established, Ivo and Violet and Ken and all these good people who help us to create these exceptional wines. And we are very proud of our people that work here, because without people, we wouldn't have this. You know, I don't boast myself. I have done it. I have to say they did it. But I'm a witness what they are doing. And very enjoyable. Enjoy seeing Gergis Hills being transformed from Gergis Hills cellar to Gergis Hills estates, which means a great uplift of the name and image and the quality.
Mike, thanks. It's really been great meeting you.
You're welcome. I'm very glad to meet you and meet such a pretty lady. Like, keep you happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a moment to check out Napa Valley history and see Mike Gergich on video on our website. You can learn about Gergich Hills Estate and Mike's wines at their website, gergich.com.